Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm morning in Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a pleasant start, perfect for a walk outside. Haifa is seeing similar weather, making it a bright day across the board. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ma'ariv just in, the UAE attacked Iran, including a strike on a refinery on the island of Lavan. Also, Walla reported earlier today that the UAE secretly targeted an Iranian oil facility back in April. Also this hour, Times of Israel says EU foreign ministers have approved sanctions on violent Israeli settlers and Hamas leaders. Separately, I-24 News reports the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned 12 entities for enabling IRGC oil sales to China. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Wall Street Journal details economic fury as further sanctions hit the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago about the UAE's covert operations against Iran, noting the potential regional impact if other Gulf states join. Seth Frantzman, a political commentator, expressed optimism about Syria, posting earlier. Al Arabiya English shared that Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is in the UK for an official visit just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UAE's strikes on Iran. The Wall Street Journal reports that these attacks included a refinery on the island of Lavan. This action signals rising tensions in the Gulf, with potential for broader regional conflict. Civilians might see increased military activity and heightened security measures. Meanwhile, the EU's new sanctions come after Hungary lifted its veto. Times of Israel explains that these measures target both Israeli settlers and Hamas, drawing criticism from Prime Minister Netanyahu. He accused the EU of moral bankruptcy. The sanctions could impact diplomatic relations significantly. Turning to U.S. actions, the U.S. Treasury's sanctions target entities supporting Iran's IRGC oil sales to China. I-24 News highlights the economic strains this may impose, potentially affecting global oil markets and regional alliances. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that investing in software and cloud services is challenging now, yet SaaS remains viable. This was discussed at a conference in New York. Separately, Ma'ariv Business explored the importance of exhibition design for brand prominence. As competition grows, effective presentation becomes crucial for Israeli companies. And finally, Walla Business warns about AI's impact on jobs. The employment service is setting up Mabat to protect Israel's job market against automation threats. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.